calling the Seday Pettus Hampshire Radio Club repeater net, calling the Spark and Pettus County Aries net. This is KD0ETL, that's Kilo Delta Zero Echo Tango Lima, and I will be your net control station for this evening. My name is Paul, and my QTH is Hughesville, Missouri. The Spark repeater net meets each Sunday evening from approximately 8 p.m. until 8:30 local time on the Seday 147.03 megahertz repeater with a minus offset. Purposes of the net are to gather hams in the area and exchange information of mutual interest and to promote public service by ham operators. At this time, do we have any emergency priority or any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Are there any announcements for the net? Net Control has one next Saturday, July 21st, at 8 a.m. till 1 p.m., Warrensburg Area Club will have their Ham Fest starting at 8 to 1 p.m., and I'm sure they would enjoy anyone and everyone that was able to make it. I believe they're serving breakfast, giving tests, and there'll be a lot of goodies there to look at. So hopefully I'll see you there. All right, at this time I will open up for mobiles, portables, short timers, those that are in and out. Space your calls, pause before speaking. Call KD0ETL.
KE0QYN, in and out.
And Control recognizes KE0QYN. Pate, good evening, Pate, and thanks for checking in. Have a great week. Don't work too hard. And we'll open up for regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Spark repeater net. Call now.
KD0USKAG.
KD0VD.
This is KE0ODT. Larry checking in.
All right, Net Control recognizes KE0ODT, AD0VD, and KD0USK. KD0USK, I think I missed something maybe on the end of your call or something there, Brett. Come back with that and your comments for this evening.
Paul, yeah, I think you heard it. It was KD0USK with the AG on the back side of it. I was lucky enough to go up to Kansas City past couple days and took my general test today, and I got it. So I know I didn't need to use the AG on there, but I just did it for fun, just because I'm proud of it, and I just wanted to do it. But anyway, it's had a real good weekend. My brain's kind of jumbled, but hadn't studied as much as I needed to, and I crunched pretty hard this weekend and got it knocked out. So anyway, just wanted to share that, and hope everybody else has a great week. Also want to say congratulations to Grace, because I know she passed her general. And so you got a couple newbies on the scene here, and we're on our way to join you guys, you big dogs. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to Net. KD0USK.
KD0USK / AG. All right, Brett, yeah, I thought maybe that might be what it was, and that's why I wanted you to come back and throw that out there. Well, congratulations, and yeah, you'll have to join us on some Sunday morning on 75 and see how things go there and with one of your radios there. Well, congratulations again. And we'll go to Donald, AD0VD, and Donald, congratulate Grace if she's listening, or she can jump in there herself. Take her away.
Standing right here right now, and she said thank you. She worked off hard. She says, tell Brent. Yeah. Well, anyway, that's a congratulations on getting his. Kind of a surprise, because I was going to get with him to let him take Grace's manual for the general. Don't have to now. But also, Philip wanted me to check him in. So Mine, Philip, and Grace's is KE0MER. You got three check-ins in one.
All right, Donald. I got Grace checked in and also checked in Philip. I thought I heard him earlier telling you to check him in, so if you didn't remember, I would write him down anyway. All right, good deal, and congratulations again there, Grace, on getting your general. Now I really got to crunch and work on my extra, so everybody be catching up or bypassing me. All right, have a great week, and we'll go to Larry, KE0ODT. Good evening, Larry, and your comments.
Just enjoying the weekend. I've been building a kitchen drawer for this old apartment I live in, and it's quite a task, but I'm getting her done.
KE0ODT, Larry, you dropped out there a little on us. I don't know if you lost battery or lost signal.
I'd say probably lost thumb touch. I kind of do that once in a while. Yeah, just like I said, just building a drawer for this old apartment and nearly there. And congratulations to the new general licenses, and I might catch up one day. Back to the net.
KE0ODT in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Larry, very good, and I'm sure you will. You'll catch up with us and maybe bypass some of us. And good luck with that drawer. Sounds like quite a task, perhaps. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. Any more check-ins for the Sparker Repeater Net? Come now.
KE0LMY.
KY0P.
KE0QIA. KE0QIA in and out.
All right, we'll hold up there. I got Richard, KE0QIA in and out. Thanks for checking in, Richard. Have a good week. KY0P. And KE0LMY. KE0LMY, good evening, Sam, and your comments.
Oh, good evening, everybody on the net. I finally found my tired level. I spent the last week training for the Emergency Management Directors Academy and then CERT train the trainer training for the last 3 days. And I have both of those under my belt now, but I think I finally found where I got tired. I wondered where it would happen and what it would be. This is it. It'd be nice to have a little bit of a day off now. It's a pleasure talking to you guys, and stay cool because I think we're supposed to have some more hot weather this coming week. This is KE0LMY back to net.
KE0LMY in the net, KD0ETL. All right, Sam, where did you take your train-the-trainer class for CERT?
We were welcomed up at the Cole County EMA up in Jefferson City, so it was really nice. Those are some great guys up there.
A good deal. I got mine in, maybe 10 years ago. But we had to go all the way to Springfield, so I would need a refresher, I'm sure. I'm sure it's changed some. All right, good luck with that, and, yeah, congrats. All right, caught your end level, or end level where you wore out, so take a rest. Go to Dennis, KY0P. Good evening, Dennis, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, everybody else on the net. First of all, congratulations to Brett and Grace on your accomplishment, passing that general test. That's great. You know, you can have some real fun. So anyway, let's see. Friday I went to a racetrack I'd never been to before. I'd heard about it for a long time, never gone, but that was at Sweet Springs. And it's a little sixth of a mile track. And they really put on a show. They had the mini sprints, and it amazes me because they of course they've got different classes, but they've got kids as young as 8 years old, and the way those guys can get guys and gals, because there's both, the way those kids can get a sprint car around a 6 mile track is just amazing. I was shocked when that first kid got out as the winner, and gosh, he was 8 years old. So anyway, of course they had the outlaw class and different classes, but it's just amazing what those little kids can do. This one said that he started sprint car racing when he was six. So anyway, went to that Friday night. Then last night went to a 60-year-old birthday party. Went to church this morning out for breakfast. And that's about the day. Oh, I did want to mention, too, that Mike Thompson on Channel 4 said that starting tomorrow we're going into the traditionally the hottest 2 weeks of summer. So he said it was hard to tell that far out whether that would follow suit, but we are going into the hottest 2 weeks on average. So anyway, that's about all I got. I'll turn it back to you, Paul, and say 73 to everybody. Have a great week. KY0P.
KY0P, Nanette, KD0ETL. All right, Dennis. Yeah, I talked to Gallagher yesterday. He said that he had went to it, I believe, last week maybe. And he was maybe going to some other races this weekend. I don't remember. He said, but I don't remember. But anyway, good deal on the races. And, yeah, that's the age to catch them. There's no fear. They don't know what fear is. So that's the age to start them out. All right, thanks for checking in. And we're at the bottom of the list again. More check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now.
KE0CYR.
KC0CYA, Philip and Greenridge.
OEE.
All right, Net Control recognizes N0 Echo Echo, KC0CYA, and KE0CYR. Go to Bob, KC0, or KE0CYR. Good evening, Bob, and your comments.
Good evening, Paul, and everybody else out there. I don't normally get a chance to talk because I have to get in and out because I've got so many other things going on. Right now, I got a couple of minutes. Hope everybody has been surviving this heat wave. It's just been terrible. Been really bad. But anyway, I don't have much more than that, but it's just great hearing everybody on here. I got some good sounding people, and it sounds like we got some new licenses in there, too. So congratulations to all of you. Anyway, I got to get off of here and get back to doing what I'm doing, and I'll see you all later on. But KE0CYR, back to the net.
KE0CYR, KD0ETL. All right, Bob, very good. Yep, everybody's, sounds like everybody's getting their upgrades on their licenses. That's good. And like KY0P said a while ago, we're coming into the hottest, normally the hottest part of summer. I'm hoping because everything was early that we've already had those two hottest weeks. So maybe we're on the downhill slide on that. Cross your fingers. All right, we'll go to Philip, KC0CYR. Good evening, Philip, and your comments.
Hi, guys. Oh, I'm just hanging out with my youngest, Vivian. She's two, and she's trying to feed me ketchup out of a little squirt bottle thing that she got out of her play toy. But anyway, hey, if anybody's interested, the little yellow kitten found its way back home, and or, well, not back home, back to our carport out here. So it wasn't lost after all. So if anybody's interested, feel free to come by and pick it up and take it home with you. Anyway, 73s, everybody. Stay cool. It's KC0CYA. Back to net.
KC0CYA, KD0ETL. All right, Philip, sorry about I called CYR. You guys next to each other kind of messed me up. So anyway, I got you corrected there, CYA, Philip. You have a good week. Don't not make enough bullets. All right, John, N0 Echo Echo. Good evening, John, and your comments.
Well, Paul and everybody on the net. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I'm making a mistake on a call sign. I did a big blunder here a couple months ago. I gave my original call sign, which I haven't had in 28 years. I don't know what part of my mind that came out of, but I'm thinking, boy, that sure didn't sound right. But anyway, guy over Winsville's got that call sign now. I hope he treats it well. You might want to say congratulations to Grace and Brett on their upgrades. It's going to open up a whole new world on amateur radio for them there. But other than that, I really have nothing else to say. See y'all later in 0EE.
In 0EE, KD 0ETL. All right, John, very good. Yeah, I get tongue-tangled. I wrote it right, but said it wrong a while ago, so. We're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net? Call now.
KA0DWA. VXT, Kilo Delta Zero, Whiskey X-Ray Tango. Just in and out, Paul.
All right, it was almost a double, but I think I got both of you. I got KD0WXT, Roger. Got you checked in and out. Thanks for checking in. I got Brooks, K0JWA. Good evening, Brooks. Your comments.
Not much going on here. Just eating supper, and I thought I better check in before I forgot to there. And go ahead and scribble Lana's call there down. He's sitting there with me. That's about it. I'm going to go back to eating. K0JWA.
K0JWA, KD0ETL. All right, Brooks, I was by your way earlier this afternoon. Went out and visited my brother a little bit. Hung out there a little bit, him and his him and two nephews. So thought about honking, but I figured, yeah, you may be busy. So we'll catch you later. And we're at the bottom of the list again. Any more check-ins, call KD0ETL. Last call for check-ins for the Spark Repeater Net. Call now. All right, very good. Looks like we had a total of 16 check-ins, and the net ran for approximately 20 minutes. Thanks to everybody checking in. Hope to see a lot of you next Saturday up at Warrensburg's Hamfest. And get you some new goodies. Grace, you and Brett might have to buy you a new radio or something.